Appreciate all from other people that, this special time, special day, and I'm glad to have my mother and my dad, and it's just a blessing. I think about my son-in-law, and he is I read something he posted this morning, and his mother's done gone home, and off a young age, but I'm glad that I still have mine. So if you've got your mothers, appreciate them, love them. Amen, and show them special attention. Amen. They deserve it. They need it. They deserve it this morning. I want to do a little something. Amen. It's all right to give God a little praise this morning. Amen. Our kids here, I'm just really proud of how good they've done and what they've been doing. I know Lee and Ellen and them done had a championship they won. So I want to tell them about what championship was that? Was it state or region or just?
It was just a tournament.
Tournament?
Yeah.
It's a tournament they had. I want to give God some praise. And Cannon there, I don't know how much you know about cheerleading, but it's a pretty big sport and deal this day and time. Rebecca was involved in it, and it's a. They don't got no protection, no equipment or anything. And they went down to the national, competed, and I think, the way I understood it, got somewhere around six. They compete against people all over the United States. I've been there. Rebecca went there. And even other countries and things, so it's a pretty big deal. But we've got some pretty good athletes in here, and they've done very well, and God blessed them. And they do good, but I think we need to give them a hand on their accomplishments that God has blessed and give them. Let's give them a hand. We need to recognize that, and what the Lord said in His Word, said, whatsoever you do, do it with all your mind, with all that you have, amen, do it as unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see how God has blessed them, and He's honored them and gifted them. And you don't have to play sports to be that, but if you are doing that, then and God blesses you, give Him the thanks
Amen.
And the glory. And I think that's all in due what we need this morning. But I just had that on my heart. It's been on my heart, and to recognize them, and what they do. And I just want to give God thanks for that, because every good thing comes from the Lord. Amen. How many say amen? Every good thing comes from God. Amen. The Father of life, with Him is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. Amen. It's the Lord's good gift, a good pleasure to give gifts unto us. Amen. And when we do it, amen. And God gives us some things. Amen. Let's use ourselves or platform to give God some thanks
Amen.
And to give Him some praise this morning. Because the Lord is due all praise. Amen. God is due, amen, all praise this morning. But the Lord helps us in all that we would do. How many believes that this morning? God
Amen.
Helps us in all
Amen.
That we do.
Amen.
Amen. If it's in our job that we work at, amen. If it's the things that we endeavor in, amen. God is a help, amen, to them that ask Him. Amen. I'm going to say this. I'll get a message here in a minute. I'll get to preach it here in just a minute. But God helps us in all that we do. Amen. And I remember Brother Raymond. Amen. He was years ago, early in his ministry, him and Angie just got married. And a dear brother of the Lord. And I love him. He said, so I was praying, said we was needing some furniture in the house. Said it just wore out. And he said, I thought awful foolish, amen, about praying. Lord, help us get some furniture and, amen, to put in our house. Said, Lord, we don't really need it. You know, we've got furniture here. It's all wore out. And, amen, said the Lord told said, Raymond, said, amen, said, if I want to bless you, it's my good pleasure to bless you,
amen.
Amen. Ask what you will this morning. Amen. And he said, I realize that I need just to ask God, amen, for the good things this morning. You know, it's God's good pleasure to give us good things this morning. Amen. I mean, who would ever thought now, and I'm just going to mind the Lord. Amen. Now I want you to look at this little old picture right here. Amen. That Brother Donald then brought up today. And amen. This old house right here in this building, it's still the same building, but we've also got about two little old lights right here. The chimney right here where they used to have, amen, the heat with a wood stove and all that. And amen, I remember when we took up the floor right here at this church, and amen, and it was in bad shape. It was served its purpose for many years, but amen, and there's nothing wrong with it this morning. Amen, but I remember when we took it up, some of the things, the table they made in there, was made out of a lot of wood that was brought out of the floor, but you know, it's God's good pleasure. Amen. I mean, put carpet on the floor. It's God's good pleasure to put a padding on the pew. It's God's good pleasure. Amen. To give us air conditioned air. And, amen. A new furnace outside. I mean, knows it's God's good pleasure to give good gifts unto men this morning. Say amen.
That's right.
Amen. It's God's good pleasure to do them things. Amen, this morning. You know, we think that just if we're a Christian, if we're a child of God, that, amen, we just have to take the leftovers all the time. But God don't want us to have leftovers all the time. We ain't too good for it. I like leftovers. Amen. But you know, sometimes God just wants to do good things for you. Amen. God wants to do good things for you. I mean, God has brought things a long way. We look right here, and I really appreciate that. I believe the Lord, amen, put that on that fellow's heart to do that. Amen. And I mean, that's a good thing. It just shows you, amen, how good the Lord is, what He can do for us. Amen. And like it done been mentioned this morning, we don't need to take advantage of the graces of Almighty God. Amen. We need to give God thanks for what He does this morning. Amen. Amen. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Give Him thanks for what He's done, where He brought us from. And amen. We seem to take advantage of it. And folks, they used to travel for miles. And probably maybe some of you remember our old dad, Baby Morris, and them. I remember it. Amen. They'd ride horse and mules to go to church, have to walk. And amen, got one new pair of shoes a year. And folks, but they made it to school, they made it to church, and they couldn't wait to get there. Now we ride in air-conditioned cars, and amen, it's hard that I'm pulling his teeth to get people to come out. You know, this morning, folks, I read a thing, and we was down there at the association meeting here about three or four weeks ago, and it said in Oakland County, amen, Clay County, and Fentress County, that 73% of the people in the county are unchurched this morning. Amen. I said, excuse me. Did you say 73%? Is that accurate? Where did they get that from? Amen. They had done a study. Amen. But we've got all of these good things that God has blessed us with, and no one wants to give God recognition or thanks this morning. Amen. How many knows that every good thing comes from God?
Amen.
Amen this morning.
Amen.
If we take advantage of it, amen, we take it for granted. Amen. And I believe, amen, in this land and country that we live in, that God has been so good to, God has blessed so much. Amen. Folks strut, amen, in the face of God. Amen. Yeah. Not recognizing the Lord, thinking they've done all these things themselves. God help us this morning. Amen. God help us this morning. How many knows that the Lord is the way, the truth, and the life this morning?
Amen.
I mean, we need to get back to the Lord. We need to get back to the humble ways of the Lord. He said, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Amen. And seek my face. He said, I'll forgive the sin. I'll, amen, healer today, amen. God is a healer today. But I'll tell you, amen, we got to be humble before the Lord. Amen, because all these liberties that we enjoy, it wasn't the liberty, amen, that we might, amen, just carry on and act any way we want to. It's the liberty that we might serve the Lord, amen, and walk free from sin. Amen, sin is sin. I don't care what party you're in. But sin is sin this morning, amen. Amen. Am I preaching you the word?
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. I don't know if the Lord's going to take me like this, but I'm going to mind the Lord. I'm going to be obedient. Amen. God be my helper through the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. It is the Spirit that quickeneth and maketh alive. The letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. Amen. The Word of God that slayed me. Amen. The Spirit of God brought me up to life this morning. Amen. It is the Spirit of God that brings life to me and you this morning. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that brings life to us. Amen. But I'll tell you, this country, amen, has got to the shape that it's just about like Nineveh was.
Yeah.
Amen, Nineveh was a place, amen, that God told Jonah to go to. And amen, it was a wicked place. It was a place that, amen, had all kinds of riches. It had all kinds of goods. It, amen, they didn't have no want for bread.
Yeah.
And, amen, you know, I read to where the... Amen, the average citizen now, amen, we pay, used to pay, this has been about 3 or 4 years ago, pay 12% of their salary, amen, upon food this morning. That's unheard of. Amen. Bible says in Revelations, time will come.
Yeah.
Amen, that the measure of wheat for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil or the wine. Amen. A penny was a day's wages to buy a measure of wheat. Amen. A meal this morning. They're talking about now how high the gas, how high the food prices are going to be. Amen. Marsh, you going to put out any fertilizer this year? Amen.
I'm sorry to say, I already have.
This cousin, he's down there from the road, and he man said fertilizer. He said, I ain't gonna put out much. He said, I put out just a little bit. I mean, it was just a little bit, but two little old places he done. He said it cost me $8,000 to put it out. Said I just can't hardly do it. Amen. They're talking about, amen, that how high that the food, amen, is gonna go up this year. Amen. I don't know what it's going to take.
Yeah. Come on.
Hey, man, for folks to wake up and smell the coffee. Hey, man, but we need to waken under righteousness and unto the Lord. Hey, man, because this morning, hey, man, it can get worse than what it is today. Amen.
That's right.
I don't care who you want to lay it off on. Hey, man, it's the devil that does it all this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the devil that does it all. Amen. I mean, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job. That's what he come to do. Jesus said, I come that they might have life.
Amen.
That they might have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, I remember, I was thinking this morning, I come out of gas. The reason I was a little late this morning, I thought, well, I gotta go get me some gas. I worked out the food bank about all day yesterday, and amen. And I just plumb wore out. And I usually try to gas up before Sunday, but I didn't get to. Amen. And I thought, well, I'll run by right quick. Amen. And see if I get. I never would have thought I'd see people lined up. Amen. To buy gas at $4.19 a gallon. Amen. Amen. I remember as a boy, we was in grade school. Amen. I don't know. I was 5th, 6th grade. Amen. And I was in 5th, 6th grade. They wanted us to make things of pretty extreme. Write it out what how things might look in the future about pricing and things like that. And I remember drawing a gas station. I remember drawing a gas station and putting on there. And I thought, boy, this is really ridiculous. I thought, I put on there. gas be $2 a gallon. I thought, it'll never. I promise you. I thought, Marsh, I thought, it'll never get to $2 a gallon. Amen. I thought, I'm going to put $2 a gallon there. Boy, if you can find gas $2 a gallon, I guarantee they'd be lined up for a half mile. Mm-hmm. Amen. And they would. I'd probably be in there with them. Amen. But we wonder, amen, from where things we come from to where we are. Amen. We need to seek out. Amen. Like Jeremiah says, some of the old pies this morning. Amen. Boy, this is a good Mother's Day message, ain't it? Amen. Amen. Right. I might get into it. I don't know if I will or not. Amen. But I'm going to mind the Lord. Amen. It ain't the mother's fault. Amen. But it's us. It's me and you. Amen. It's where we're at. Where we're at with the Lord. Oh, me. Amen. I'm like Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Amen. Oh, wretched man that I am. You know what I look at when things don't go well? Amen. I look, see, what can I do? Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't look, see, what everybody else can do. Amen. Maybe we should sometime, but the first place I'm going to look at, Lord, what can I do? Amen. What did Isaiah say? Amen. The sixth chapter. Amen. Of the book of Isaiah. And the Bible says, amen. He said this morning, amen. Let's just turn over and read it. Amen. I just read it to you. I don't know. I plumb was going to go somewhere else, but I'm going to mind the Lord. I'm going to tell you what God's Word says, though. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, amen, in the sixth chapter. Amen. The book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1. Amen. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. I heard a preacher say one time, amen, how many people have to die before they see the Lord this morning? Amen. He never seen the Lord. Amen. Till the king died. Amen. Yeah. He said, then I seen the Lord. Yeah. Amen. How many bad things have to happen before we see the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord, I thought, I'm going to get up there today, and I'm just going to be real calm, and I'm just going to just sort of talk and teach this message out that I've had on my heart. Amen. But I'm going to mind the Lord this morning. Amen. Better obey God than man. Amen. I may rather obey the Lord than man this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord this morning. I ain't nothing. I'm just a vessel. Amen. The Lord told me, he said, I want you to preach the word. Amen. He said, I want you to be in season, out of season. But he said, I want you to preach the word. Amen. I want you to prove. I want you to rebuke. Amen. I want you to preach the word. You know what's important this day and time? It is the word this morning. Amen. We need God's word. But he said this morning, he said, I seen, amen, high lifted up, and his train filled the temple. He said, and above it stood a seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with twain did he fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. And the posts of the door were moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Now, Isaiah, hey man, was a prophet of the Lord. Hey man, in the first chapter to the sixth chapter, hey man, he's talking to the children of Israel. Hey man, he's prophesying unto the children of Israel. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, hey man, just because we're a servant of the Lord, just because Robbie's a preacher this morning, don't mean that I don't need to draw near to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I need to draw near. I pray to draw near. That's my heart. Amen. It's to draw near. Amen. He said, amen. He said, Isaiah said, when I saw these things, amen. And, amen. He said in verse 5, he said, then said I, woe is me. Amen. He said, for I'm undone.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean a prophet of the Lord. He said, woe is me, for I am undone. Amen. When we see the Lord and when we look in the pages of God's Word, amen, it's bigger than what we all are. Let amen. God be true and every man a liar this morning. Amen. God bigger than all of us. Amen. Somebody say amen. God bigger than all of us. Amen. God bigger than all of us. He said, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King of the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand. Boy, I'll tell you, we need to get lively on the Lord. Amen. For the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God help me. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs, with the tongs from off the altar. Boy, what we can find at the altar this morning.
Amen.
Amen. What Brother Robbie can find, what Brother Robbie has found at the altar, what we can find, amen, at the altar this morning before the Lord. I love, amen, Silver Church. Amen. I'll come in here. Amen. A few years ago, amen, called me in and took a breath. Boy, they got a good old altar right there. Amen. I tell you this morning, an altar's a good thing to have. Amen. It's a necessity we need. Amen. In our churches and in our homes this morning. Amen. We need to have a place to pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We need a place to pray. Amen. We got to pray. We need the Lord. We need God. He
Amen.
Need us.
That's right.
But somehow he desired us. Somehow he longed for us. Well, what a Mother's Day message. My goodness. He paled. Then flew one of the serpents. Amen. Me having a live coal hand which he had taken from off the tongs, from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Ain't you glad God forgives sins this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Where would we be? Where would we be if God didn't forgive sins this morning? Amen. Amen. He said also, he said, I heard a voice, amen, of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Amen. And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Amen. Here am I, send me. I tell you, we need to get where we're willing to go for the Lord. Someone said, well, this ain't hardly right, and this ain't doing well. Well, if the Lord looked that way at me and you, we'd all be in trouble. I promise you, amen. I'm glad he likes me and all my imperfections. Amen. I ain't perfect. Amen. And he likes you and loves you and all your imperfections. Amen. I don't have to be perfect for God to love me. You don't have to be perfect for God to love you and be acceptable to the Lord. Amen. But we strive for to be perfect. We strive for more right. Amen. We strive to do the best we can. And I mean to live, amen, as close as we can. Amen. But amen. God loves us, even in our imperfections. God loves us this morning. Amen. I remember preaching me and Clayton Paget preached a young man's funeral one time. He's about 13 years old. He never could walk, and he never could talk, never could communicate. He was just a young boy. He died at the age of 13. His name's Chad. Amen. Brother Alan Cravens. Amen. His grandson, Sister Leela, their little grandson. They kept him all the time. They loved that boy. And I mean, you'd go in there and he'd smile and just make a sound. And he was just happy. You could see the joy in his life. And he was happy to see him when you come by. And just to say something to him would tickle him to death. But he couldn't say a word. Amen. And I often thought about that. And amen. And it broke their heart. And I seen how much he was loved, how much they cared for him, and how much he is loved. And I thought, Lord, how could that boy, how could he be so happy? He never could dribble a ball. He never could ride a bicycle. He never could run and play, but he was happy. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, Robbie, my spirit will make you happy.
Amen.
Amen. My spirit will make you satisfied and content. Amen.
That's good.
Amen. We preached that funeral and amen. And Spirit of God was on down at Speck Funeral Home. Amen. And them fellas said, boy, I said, Al come up to me, said, Rob, said, our Speck Funeral Home said, that's the best message they ever heard in their life. Amen. But God brought that out for that little young man. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad this morning God set goal for me. Amen. I don't care what we can do. Amen. I don't care what our limitations are. There ain't no limitation for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad my mother, amen, my dad, I appreciate and love them. And boy, I'm glad they're here. But, you know, that's what a good mother does. Amen. They don't look at what... That's my big encourager. Amen. My biggest fan. Amen. I talked to some and they've talked to me and cried just here recently. Their boys have done just bad things in bad trouble. Serious, serious trouble. I said, look, I said, you're their mother. They need your love because God's love will shine through you more than anything else. I said, they need your love now more than ever. That's where they're at. I love them. I said, I remember I'm the one that nurtured them, brought them up. I said, they need that. I said, if they ain't got that, I said, then their hope is very slim. I said, but they need that from a mother. Amen. That's the closest thing to God's love that they'll ever have. Amen. Is a mother's love this morning. Amen. This morning. Oh, how we need the Lord. Amen. If we had all this world and everything they'd had, and amen, and I know there's people here that loves God, but I thought, Lord, if I just couldn't feel your presence and feel your help and know that you're there, it didn't matter what all else that you have. Amen, you'd have everything. I mean, you'd have everything the heart desires. But if you didn't have that fellowship and that love of the Lord in your heart, amen, it wouldn't be long, everything would be gone. But I'm glad for what I've got right here. Amen, Brother Greg, he's going to see me and he's going to see us through, plumb on through the glory. Amen. I mean, he'll see us through. It's something we can carry on. Amen. Heard a preacher, I can't remember who it was. Amen. He said, I had one birth that brought me to the earth. Amen. He said, and I've had another birth that's going to take me from the earth. Amen. Take me into glory this morning. Amen. I'm glad the second birth this morning. I'm glad Jesus made the way. Amen. This morning. You know, the Lord, when he hung on the cross there, amen, and he recognized his mother. Amen. He said, woman, behold thy son. Amen. He looked down at the other disciple there, John. He said, behold thy mother. Amen. He said, from that time forth, he took her in. Amen. To honor his mother. Amen. And this church preach, you know, that first commandment, amen, promise, amen, is to honor our mothers this morning. Amen. This morning. But oh, how we need the Lord. How we need, amen. If we do them things, amen, we see what God can do in a land and country. Amen. We take advantage of it. I know I take for granted a lot of times. Thank mom does. She'll fix supper and stuff sometimes. You turn these. I'm spoiled. I ain't gonna lie to you. Grandma, she spoiled me. Amen. That's all right. Amen. How many baby wants to spoil your kids a little bit? Marsh, you gonna spoil yours a little bit. Amen. Let's see, his arm there around Abigail there. I know he gonna spoil his grandkids none. Amen. Mine, amen. She'll be out there at that homecoming last Sunday, and amen. And She's got her habit going now. Ain't bad. She, I was sitting there and I had me a big old plate, boy. And you know how I need. I had me a big old plate there. Amen. And I was sitting there. Amen. She got up. She come around up the side of the table over there. She got me with these two fingers. She was pulling with all of her might. Want me to come with her. Amen. Amen. Well, I got up and went with her. I done that about three or four different times. Amen. Before I finally got her attention, drawn to something else where I could sit down and eat me about. She'd want me to watch her jump up and get in that chair. Amen. She's learned how to crawl in a chair. Amen. And I brag on her, applaud her. Amen. What she does. Amen. It's good. Listen to me. It's good to brag and make over your kids. Amen. What you do, whether it's getting in a chair, whether it's winning a ball game, a championship, even though you might lose, if you've done good and tried, you need to let them know about it. Yeah. And you do. I know you do. Amen. I know y'all do. Amen. And that's what God expects of us this morning. Let me say amen right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's good to brag on them. That way you don't get discouraged. Amen. Don't lie to them. Mm-hmm. Amen. Don't tell them false things. Amen. But something happened to miss them. So, well, messed up this time. Amen. Get up and try it again. Amen.
Amen.
You've got faith in you. You've got this ability. You can do this. And I'm going to tell you, amen, we don't need to discourage your children. Our children, a lot of times, are discouraged this damn time. Our mothers and dads need to, amen, sad to say, don't pay no attention to what, they don't know what's going on except what high they might get the next time around. Amen. And them things are surely true. But it might not only be our children, it might be a neighbor's kid. Amen. We not need to encourage. You never know who you might encourage. I'm going to say this, I'm going to come close in a minute. But amen. As a young man, and took my Charlene out, bought her some dinner last night. Amen. And everything. And there's a fellow we've been with that had some trouble. Amen. He had come down to a cousin's house, and I was there, and he was talking to us about some of the things he had, and we was praying with him. Amen. He wants to pray, and we had prayer with him, talked to him, tried to encourage him, and amen. That's been 2-3 years ago, and he come over and talking. Things is going good for him. Had a smile on his face, and I told Nate Charlie, and I said, you know, I remember when he was really down, I said, we can give you some encouragement. Amen. And told him to keep trusting the Lord. God can bring things to pass. I said, he's seeing that now. I said, you know, I said, he wanted me to come and just talk to us just for a minute. And just see it. You know, I said, he's thinking about where he was at. And we're trying to encourage him. I tell you, if your neighbor's hands get a little low, amen. Might ought to lift them up a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know folks here that does that. Amen. But we need to lift with those hands up if we're trying to do the right in the Lord. Amen. And encourage, amen, one another in the ways of God. This one, that's my heart desire. That's what I pray. Amen. God, help me be an encouragement this morning. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You glad you saved this morning.
Amen.
Amen. God said, I'll save the others this morning. Amen. Well, it certainly went a lot better than what I thought it was going to go. Amen. God is still God.
Amen.
God has never changed. God don't have to change. Mm-hmm. Amen. God is God. Amen. We got to find the Lord. We got to look to see God. Amen. When men do, God blesses them for it. Amen. They'll hold on. God likes those you can't get rid of. Amen. Yeah, God likes those you can't get rid of. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what. Amen. I'm just going to, amen, close this prayer. I keep just what the Lord put on my heart. I just try to mind the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's everyone pray. Lord, we just thank you this morning for all your goodness. And thank you, Lord, for this Mother's Day. We thank you, Father, for our families. Lord, we thank you for our community. We thank you for our church, Lord. We thank you for a land and country we live in. We pray for it all this morning, Lord. And God, we just pray, Father, that you'd help us to be as lights on a shining, Lord, upon a hill. Help us, God, to seek out those things and tell others, Lord, to seek you, to seek God in all that we do this morning. Bring us closer. Keep us humble, Lord, that we'd be a willing vessel for you in all that we do, Lord. Keep us help, and help us, Lord, to always be a striving and be willing to go for you. And we'll pray and ask these things in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. 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 Let's stand this morning. Amen. I want Eric and Donald come get us a song here. Amen. Let's make the joyful noise this morning. Lord, you hear this song. Amen. You need to come to prayer. Maybe God's dealing with you about something. Prayer changes things. Maybe you've got a burden on your heart. You need to bring the Lord. Prayer changes things. Prayer still works. Amen. And when you bind together, amen, it's even stronger this morning. So be obedient this morning. Amen. Bring the Lord.